This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Last year, REMAX gave me the iCare Award for the work that I had been doing with No One Dies Alone. And we were so moved by that that we said, you should just bring all the winners on, you know, every month, and so that we can get to know them and have some positive news stories here in St. Louis. And so Angela Roan is the president of Jack and Jill St. Louis chapter, and she has received the REMAX iCare Award for October. Nice to meet you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you, too.
So we learned so many things in a day that we didn't know that we don't like. That when you learn something good, it's like, hey. Yes. And so I ask you how long Jack and Jill had been around. You said since 1938.
Yes, yes. That's quite a while, isn't it?
Sure is.
Yes, yes. So it actually started in 1938 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, by two women who were looking for opportunities for their children for leadership development and to be around families that had the same moral values. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't believe that they knew that almost 100 years later,
sure,
we're almost there, that we would still be doing the same thing in their names.
Yeah. Has it changed a lot over the years, or has the main mission stayed pretty much the same?
The main mission has stayed pretty much the same, but, you know, with time, there are changes that come about. We have really standardized a lot of the leadership development. There's been modules, actual modules that we use across the country for our leadership development, which we do for our children in our chapters. We service children from ages 2 to 19. Mm-hmm. And there are several modules. We have 16 leadership development modules and 14 financial literacy modules that the kids go throughout their time in Jack and Jill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm 61. I grew up over on the east side, mm-hmm, total little refinery town. Mm-hmm. And when I was in school, there were special kids, mm-hmm, that got taken into a little group, right, mm-hmm, and taught leadership classes,
yes,
while the rest of us played kickball.
Right.
I was a
right
kickball player.
Right.
And I've always looked back and thought, not poor me, but my family wasn't big on education. My family wasn't big on, you're going to be the president. They're like, just don't go to jail. But I always wondered, what could I have done or would I have done had I had more encouragement like that?
Well, you know what? That's a good question. So what we've seen in the proof of our pudding is, so we've been providing leadership development. Some kids started at 2. Some kids started 13 or 14. It depends on, so the mother is actually the member of the organization. So it depends on when your mother is invited to join the organization. In my case, my boys were 4 and 6. And so they went through leadership development. And we've done all these amazing programs that the moms put together. And for my boys, personally speaking, when they got to college, I have a freshman who's at Howard and then a junior who's at Texas Southern. They have found that matriculating and participating in student government is a little bit easier for them. They have my younger son is at Howard. He's already trying to create his own club. They really encourage the students to create their own clubs for their own interest. And so he's finding it easy to communicate and to do the development because this is the way he's been trained for so many years.
Do you, and I know this is not your expertise, but you're a smart person. Do you think it's harder to be a kid now than ever before? Do you agree with that? Or do you think that we romanticize the past?
So I think, you know what, to be honest with you, I think it's a little bit of both. So you remember when we were younger, when we would hear our parents say, oh, when I was younger, things are different. Now we're those people.
Yeah.
But you know, when I talk to my boys, they don't feel any different than I felt when I was growing up. They're like, well, you know, this is just the way it is. You're being old fashioned, you know, and they are just in tune with today's times, and because they don't know any different except for when I'm complaining about this is different, they're like, well, what's the big deal? You know, and if you think back, it was the same when we were kids. It's like, what is mom and dad, you know, so complaining about,
man,
you know?
Hope
so,
you're right.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's a little different from your boys. Keep them away from my daughter. It would not end well with her. Anytime I bring this up, she's like, oh my God, Dad, it's so much harder than you had it. I should probably, 3,000
would probably help take care of it.
Of course, the money is going to always help them.
So how did you get involved with this?
So I was invited in by a friend in 2011, and there's a process that we call them prospective mothers go through, where we just get a bird's eye view of what the organization does. And then if you're still interested, you can go through initiation. So for me, that was in 2011. And like I said, at the time, my boys were 4 and 6. And when we started, I got right into leadership. I had a 4 and 6 year old, and they said, okay, you're the chair of entertainment for the teens. And I said, okay, I only know Kids Bop. So I don't know what teens like. But, you know, you get in and you learn by fire. I learned what I needed to do. And that put me on the leadership path so many years ago in the organization. And I can say that I myself have learned a lot of leadership development, have honed in on my own skills. I've learned a lot from the kids, from the moms, the new moms, and our seasoned moms, we like to say. So it's been a learning process of which I appreciate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Angela Roan. She's the president of Jack and Jill here, the St. Louis chapter. And I have here on your little dossier that you were responsible for a 2,000 book library for the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes, indeed. So we're so proud of that project. It's called our Lighthouse Literacy Project. And it's an initiative that was actually put forward by our headquarters, which is in Washington, D.C. And so our teen group, so within our chapter, we like to say that we're the sensational 5-star St. Louis chapter. And but within our chapter, every chapter has a teen auxiliary, and we have 48 teens, which are 9th through 12th grade. And so we gave the project to the teen group and just told them, use your leadership skills that you've been learning all these years and come up with a project. We have a national partnership with Boys and Girls Club. So we contacted our local organization. They said, we'd love to have you come. The kids went in. They took the room that was given to them. They completely redesigned it. They painted the room. They came in and had a donation of 2,000 books. They built bookshelves and a nook and brought in rugs. Their idea was to have a outer space room, so it's stars all over the room and all of that. So it is fabulous. And so that they finished actually in this past May. And I actually was there a couple weeks ago talking about the Lighthouse Literacy Room, and they said the kids love it. They love it. And so we're already set to donate more books to them this year and to kind of go in and refresh the room. So we're going to bring some telescopes in for them to learn to use and all that.
Jump in, guys, if you have any questions.
You know, Angela, you mentioned how proud you are of the St. Louis chapter. What is it about St. Louis that you think allows for your chapter to be so strong and be succeeding so much?
I think what makes us so special is we go above and beyond. That is our culture. That is our norm. So if you tell us, oh, we need a light, we need a literacy program, we're probably not just going to go out and build the new little libraries that you see in the community now. We want to say, what's the bigger impact? I always say, to whom much is given, much is required. So I always ask my members, what more can we do? How can we make this bigger? Because of that, we are one of the more stellar chapters in our region. We're in the Midwestern region, and we have earned the coveted five-star award, which is kind of like the Michelin star for our organization.
Awesome.
Pretty great.
So I've been down here since 1990, one way or the other. After I graduated from law school, I practiced for 10 years, and I've been down here ever since. Mm-hmm. And as we both know, St. Louis is different than when we were 25, right?
Yes.
And people just wouldn't, like these guys, like, you wouldn't believe it.
Right.
You wouldn't believe it.
Exactly.
Downtown, you had to wait to go to lunch and like have clubs and everything.
Yes.
So do you get down about it, or being in the trenches like you are, do you have more hope because you see the future?
So I have more hope because I see the future. I work with the future. The kids are our future. And so when you working with them day in and day out, you see what the possibilities are. You see these kids going all over the country to some of the best schools in the country. Some of them are going into the military. And then when you see what they dream of and you see them going for what they dream of, it just gives you so much hope. It really does.
So many people out there listening right now who have checkbooks, who have talents, who are executives, who are creatives. Mm-hmm. What can people do to help you out?
So what they can do to help us out, we are actually going to have a huge fundraiser on February 28th called Hearts in Harmony 2. And we will be looking to raise money for our local organizations here. And then we also help to benefit our national foundation, which is just the Jack and Jill Foundation. This year, February, was our first Hearts in Harmony. We raised over $30,000. Through that, we were able to benefit more than 12 organizations here locally. So we will be out in the community asking for support of that so that we can continue to benefit the organizations and hopefully add more to what we've already done.
Okay, we got you back in February.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So, Rach, the early darkness is getting to you?
Oh, man. Yeah, because I just, like, today and yesterday, I feel so down, and I was like, well, what's going on? What's going on? Nothing's actually going on. I just feel sad because the sun isn't there. And yesterday, I even tried, like, laying in a sunbeam in my apartment, and that helped a bit, but I don't know. It's already... Things just feel bleh.
Yeah.
They just feel bleh.
The only thing that helps me, and I know it's not ideal, is getting a tan now and then.
Yeah.
Get a little bit of UV.
I can't really do
right,
that.
Right, I know. I mean, I shouldn't either, but.
Yeah, but you're not like us.
No.
Yeah.
Rach and I are kind of related in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I had one of those sunlight lamps for a time, and now I can't find it, but it was just like a little.
Yeah.
Bulb. Yeah. It imitates sunlight.
Yep.
So the barista cups are causing chaos?
Oh my goodness. I told you guys about the barista cups from Starbucks last week because they came out and they were coming out at the same time as all this Hello Kitty merch. And the barista cup is a cup shaped like a cute little bear and it has a straw coming out of the top of his head. And it's very cute. Yes, I understand why people would want it. I briefly wanted it and then I was like, well, I don't really want to pay $30 for this. It's not worth it to me. Well, it was worth it to many people. People were lining up at like 2 o'clock in the morning at their Starbucks to try to get these bear cups. And obviously all sold out pretty much immediately. But there are stories from all over the country of people getting in altercations with either Starbucks workers who they are claiming rang up the cups for themselves just as the store opened, leaving the people waiting outside, you know, without anything. There are videos on TikTok of people struggling to like, I want the cup. I would like, you know, going back and forth. Grown men fighting with teenage girls trying to get the barista cup. And again, maybe it's the seasonal affective disorder thing. Maybe I'm just thinking about things in a really bleak, negative way. But I look at this situation and I go, this is the kind of stuff Americans get riled up about. Like, of all the things that are going on, this is what moves our meter. What mobilizes you to roll out of bed at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Can't go vote in a primary, but I'll get up at 1:30 so I can get a stupid
and
cup from Starbucks.
15-year-old girl.
It's a sad state of things. I feel like our culture has just been replaced with like buying crap we don't need, and that is what culture is now. Instead of like any sort of meaningful connection or... I don't know. It's not looking good, folks.
I mean, I get like wanting a neat little thing in general. Like,
I get it.
But like being mad about it, not getting a cup. What are you, 4? I get my sippy cup.
Wow. Is it a nice cup, though? Have you seen it?
It's very cute.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are other that are in the likeness of a bear out there that don't come from Starbucks that won't be $30.
It's $30.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, originally I was like, oh, that's cute. Maybe I'll pick one of those up if I see it, like when I'm shopping, because there's a Starbucks at my Schnucks. I'm like, well, maybe if Schnucks has one. Oh, $30, never mind.
I wonder what the secondary market is going.
I can feel the whimsy leaving my body when Wheeler goes into this mode.
What?
Just leaving my body.
Yeah, but I appreciate it because I have no whimsy about this situation. In fact, I'm trying to draw like a straight line to the downfall of society because of the barista cup. But I don't think I'm too far off base.
That's the thing my dad would have said when I wanted my Pumas, you know, my blue suede Puma Clydes.
Yeah.
He'd have been like, there are other blue tennis shoes.
See, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. But at least though, you could make the argument those are better than the other blue tennis shoes. They are more comfortable, or they will last longer. They're not as cheap. It's a cup.
This bear cup has a beanie like Dave.
It's a cup.
It does.
Like, there are things where that stuff can matter.
See, there are complications. So
I didn't know about the beanie.
Like, I'm okay with paying a little more for quality clothing or shoes because you're going to use it a lot, and it can make a difference in how long it lasts and how it functions. It's a cup.
What if
it's going to hold the stuff that you're putting in it, and then it's going to be empty, and you're going to fill it back up.
What if your daughter or Susan really wanted one?
Go ahead and try to get it. I'm not standing in line.
Okay. Okie doke.
Be my guest.
I think it's a practical way of looking at life. I think Wheeler is doing the right thing, and I think those who are like, "Oh, stand outside for you, sweetie," you're not doing your kid any favors.
Yeah, for things like that, again, if it was like a once in a lifetime experience, sure. Your favorite band is coming to town. They may never come back, and I'll stand in line with you. Back in the day, I'll stand in line with you to get tickets. Sure.
What if your favorite band is a bunch of glass bear cups?
One more thing about the cup. Super cute beanies.
Cup seems real hard to clean, by the way.
Oh, it's got a lot of little grooves.
There's no way you're cleaning. It's hand wash only, and there's no way you're cleaning.
Oh, is it really? Oh, my God.
It's got to be. There's no way that would be.
I think all the Starbucks cups are technically hand wash only. No, I think it's a hard plastic.
Hand wash only, too? Come on. You should be paying me to take that.
Well, a hard plastic like that, if you put it in the microwave,
you're talking to the guy whose literal best friend was a giveaway from the Jell-O Corporation called Puddinhead.
Yeah. But it was free. You didn't have to pay for Puddinhead.
Oh, pardon me. Google AI, the AI overview, is saying that it is glass.
Oh. Even worse, because now you're going to pay $30 and you're going to drop it and it's going to break.
It's going to shatter all over.
I would love to fill this thing with some Purple Mountain Dew and be sipping on it in here.
So does it have a Starbucks logo or anything on it?
It does. Yes.
It should be a giveaway.
He's wearing a little beanie that says Starbucks.
Yeah, so you're advertising their company and you need to pay for the privilege to do that?
Bunch of chumps.
I'm hoping and praying for
welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Time to talk to our pal, Bernie Miklas. Hello, Bern.
Good Monday to you. Hope everybody's getting through it.
So, Bern, we're going to start not with sports, but with philosophy, with a little bit of a sports bent to it, okay? Mm-hmm. So, as you know, I'm a thinker. And over the weekend, had a couple gummies. And I'm doing my thinking. And I was thinking about how when people say, hey, I did my best, or hey, your mom and dad did their best, or you know what, the team's doing their best. When I think about it, and I think about the failings that I've had in my life, and I want to say, I'm just doing my best sucked pretty bad. And I'm just curious how you guys think of that, because it's almost become like a forgivable, like, hey, doing their best, and you go, oh, okay. You know what I mean? Sometimes your best just isn't good enough.
Well, that's exactly right. And you can apply it to sports. I mean, there's I've covered, hundreds of players in all sports where I have no doubt that they're giving it their best and they did in fact give their best during their careers. But if they don't have the talent, it doesn't matter. That's one example of where you can say it, but it really doesn't apply because you also need some talent. The other thing though, I mean, I think it's possible to give your best and not succeed. I can't really apply it to myself because like you, I think the times when I have failed, mostly in my professional life, I had quite a bit of responsibility in that, you know? So yeah. It's a cop out to say, well, I did my best. On a level, maybe you do your best, but that's not like doing your best every day or doing everything you possibly could, you know? So there's just various levels of that. I think it can become a crutch and a cop-out for people. But I also think I think there's a lot of human beings, including a lot of people I know, that are also too hard on themselves. And they really do give an honest effort and they try to do their best. But they're going to beat themselves up unless something's an astonishing success.
So to take my philosophic thought and make it now about sports,
mm-hmm.
to what, when you look at a professional athlete, let's just take baseball because that's what we're all, you know, mostly into. It's our common language. When you look at a player and someone says they're doing their best, whether they're an all-star or they're batting to .280, how do you know that? Like with the modern training and like a new batting coach or a new sort of something that's going to motivate you more. You're going to bench press more. You're going to throw the ball 2 miles an hour faster. You know what I'm getting at? Like, how do we know that someone's doing their best?
Well, there's no exact way of knowing that. But I think if professional evaluators, let's just use the Cardinals because they're a local example. I think they're a good example of this. You know, when they were stacked with home run hitters and, you know, gold glove winners all over the place, and they had true aces in the rotation, and they had pretty much everything a team needed. Well, you could look at the Cardinals and, you know, when they won 105 games in 2004, when they won 100 games in 2005, you look at that and you say, well, they didn't win the World Series, but man, those guys were great. And they pretty much did their best, but they got cold at the wrong time in the World Series itself. And I think that's a fair statement. And you can be disappointed that they didn't finish the deal, but it doesn't make them dogs or underachievers. It's just baseball's kind of funky that way. Things happen because the other side matters too, what they do. It's not an individual sport in that context. But on the other hand, you look at the Cardinals team that they had this past season. It was short of elite starting pitching. It had a bullpen that at times was shaky, but they did great with it. They clearly did not have enough offense. They didn't have enough stars. They didn't have enough power. So they won 78 games. And I would look at that team and say, actually, based on what they should have done, they really did do their best. They actually won more games than they should have. I think it's a case by case basis.
Yeah, and it's different evaluating a group versus an individual, right? So if I'm going to evaluate an individual and say, are they giving the best that they have? A lot of it is, how much time are you putting in? Are you putting in the time in the weight room? Are you putting in the time, if you're a hitter, in the cages and working on the correct things? If you're a pitcher, are you working on your body? Are you working to do, like, it's not just time, but time is a big factor because it does take hours a day to reach what can be your best. And if you're not doing that, you're not going to get there. But for a team, it's a much more nebulous thing, like you described, Bern.
See, I'm going to go the other way because I think individual baseball players, and I think it applies to other sports. I think I can't say everybody, but I think most of them do everything that they need to do as far as putting the time in.
Most do. Yeah.
I want to talk about the guys that do too much. I want to talk about the guys that like spend too much time in the mm-hmm. weight room and get themselves so bulked up and so muscle bound that they can't stay on the field. They're always pulling a hamstring or an oblique, something else. I'm talking about guys who spend so much time in the weight room, they tire themselves out and maybe they go into a game not quite as strong as they should. I think there's a lot of overtraining in baseball. I mean, I really believe that. And these guys are they all mean well, don't get me wrong, but they spend too much time at the ballpark. So I disagree with you entirely.
Well, I would argue there's another side to that, though, because if they didn't do that, they might not have the physical characteristics that put them in the big leagues to begin with.
But they do that.
Agree. Yeah. I mean, there's a combination of it, but like there's an overdoing it, which I agree with you on.
Right.
But
right.
Like Nolan Arenado doesn't have all those gold gloves if he doesn't tirelessly work his entire life.
Well, yes and no. Like there's no one size fits all answer here. But what I'm bothered by is the assumption that there are guys, and yeah, there's going to be isolated guys. I agree. But my goodness, compared to when I first started covering baseball until now, even like some of those Whitey Herzog teams. I mean, players are showing up at 5 o'clock.
Right. Standards were different.
Yeah. So that's my point though. So why did anyone say a word about all those great teams? Well, they're not putting the time in.
That's so interesting.
They were ready to play. They were ready to go. Now players, get to the ballpark 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. They're there till 11 o'clock, midnight. Go get some rest.
Bern, you should do an article or a video on this because you're so right. Like, were you giving your best in 1987 versus 2025? Well, that would look completely different.
Yeah, and there's no way to reconcile the two. But my point is that I think today, to the players' credit, they do believe that more work is better. And on one hand, I'm like, you know what? I respect the hell out of that. I really do. But on the other hand, there's almost like this down in major league clubhouses that everyone's trying to outdo each other. And they feel like they got to prove to each other that, well, if you're going to be here, if you're going to put in 12 hours a day at the ballpark, I'll put in 13. And I just don't like to generalize it as if like there's a bunch of guys that aren't putting in the maximum effort. I think they all pretty much do.
So let's apply this to Mizzou. From my seat in the bleachers, casual fan, it seems that we kill the bad teams, we beat the good teams, and we lose to the great teams. Is that Mizzou at its current best?
Yeah, they've plateaued as far. Listen, Eli Drinkwitz has done a wonderful job building a program with all the things you need to do, you know, NIL and transfer portal, high school recruiting, raising money, improving facilities, getting the big money people to keep throwing down money to make it even better. But there comes a point in time where, you know, he raised the program to a certain level. But I did a video about this, by the way, that's on STL Sports Central. But now they've stalled out. They're not. And see, when I say they stalled out, some people are going to be like, well, wait a minute. I mean, that's a little too hard. No, it really isn't. That they've gotten to a point where they're really good. They beat the teams they should beat. They can't break through against the elite teams. And every number there is affirms that,
mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, and it's amazing when you look at it, you know, for example, the last 3 years, they've been really, really good. Okay. They're 22-0 against ranked teams, 22-0 against teams that aren't ranked. Okay. In other words, they're taking care of business. They're beating who they should beat. 22-0. But when they play ranked teams over the last 3 years, they're 5-8. And they don't have a win against a top 10 team or a top 5 team. And when we look at FBS teams, not just SEC teams, Mizzou has not lost a game to an FBS team outside of the SEC. But when they've played a losing FBS team.
Right.
But when they play an FBS team that's got a winning record, the record is sketchy. It's a little bit over 500, but it isn't great. So Mizzou has not yet to prove that they can play with the big boys. And that's all it comes down to. And that's not an attack. It's a fact.
Yeah, and it's also a big step forward from where it was when Eli came in. And this was true for Gary Pinkel for a lot of years until it wasn't. You know, he's got to take another step forward as a head coach. I mean Drinkwitz, not Gary.
Yeah, Eli Drinkwitz has got a .292 winning percentage against ranked teams. Mm-hmm. This is for his entirety at Mizzou, 6 seasons. .292. Gary Pinkel was only a little bit better at .296.
Right.
If you go back to Dan Devine and you go back to Al Onofrio, both of those guys, the legendary Mizzou coaches, they also had losing records against ranked teams, mm-hmm. except their losing records were close to 500. They weren't sitting there, well, of winning like 22% or 25% of the games against ranked
right.
teams. So this is Mizzou is still searching to get to that level where you can go into a game against a top 10, top 15, top 18 team with a reasonable expectation of, well, they're not going to win all of these games, but they can get half.
So
they just can't get there.
This could be a whole segment, what I'm about to ask you right now, but with the remaining time we have, I understand the basics of how the Cardinals compete with the Dodgers and the Yankees, and they spend more money and they this and they that. But how does a Mizzou compete with an Ohio State or like some of the top 5 programs? Do they have just a lot more money? Do they just have a lot more kids wanting to go there because it's a pipeline to the pros? What does a Mizzou have to do?
Well, you know, you mentioned Ohio State, and we could mention Alabama, we can mention Georgia, we could Texas, we can mention a bunch of them. They just have better access to the top players.
Yes.
And Mizzou, I think that's where Drinkwitz has been pretty damn great, actually, where he's getting players Mizzou never used to get, or not in the number. And he's worked the transfer portal better than just about anybody coaching in the power conferences. But they don't. When the platform that they have, it's not a blue blood program. You're just not going to get that inside access, that head start, that jump on getting the best of the best. And those teams don't have a problem. And those teams will buy the players that they didn't get coming out of high school. So it's really, really tough. But there's nothing wrong with the facilities. I mean, Mizzou is up to speed on funding and a lot of things. But it's just really hard to put together a roster that's as strong top to bottom as the very best teams that have been elite teams, elite programs for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to thread a needle. And, you know, look, a lot of that is a lot of the old school powers are that in part because of geography, too. Not all, but a lot are in part because of geography. And that's a hard thing for Mizzou to get because you don't live in Florida or Texas or Pennsylvania or Ohio, highly populated states with huge high school football numbers, California, you know, that kind of thing.
That's right. And I want to say one thing before I go, though. I had hopes. I had confidence or optimism that Matt Zollers, the kid, would play well Saturday, and he obviously didn't. Okay, so I was wrong about that. I think he's going to be really good, though. But I have to say, and I raised hell about this in my video, I have no idea what that game plan was.
Agreed.
In the passing game.
Yeah.
I think the word incompetent is actually polite. And I crunched all the numbers on this. What they did all day long was have the kids set up and throw down the sidelines, deep patterns, ball in the air a long time, and setting up on a day where the offensive line could not protect him. When he threw a ball that traveled 20 yards or more to set up to throw a ball like that, it was a 50% pressure rate.
Yep.
A high pressure rate is about 25%. 50% pressure rate, and when he threw 15 yards or more in that area, it was a 40% pressure rate. He didn't have time to make accurate throws, the kind of patterns they were running or the plays they were calling, and yet they never adjusted. They did it over and over and over and over again, and it made no sense whatsoever. So, yeah, I don't think the kid was good. I'm not saying he is. But what the heck were they doing in the 2 weeks where they had to get him ready?
Amen. Totally agree.
You know? Yep. They let the kid down. They really did.
All right, buddy. Tell us about Salim.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles?
the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The lights go down in the city. Welcome back, DGS253. And the sun shines. You know what I hope my family really, really likes? Gifts from the TikTok shop at Christmas. I went on a bender this weekend. Just sitting there, minding my own business, watching TikTok. And then up comes this adorable coffee mug. I'm like, oh my God, Nick would love that.
Bought. Shaped like a bear holding with a beanie.
Then here comes another one. And then here comes this and here comes that. I spent $500. I got a bunch of gifts. I'm lined out, but they could all be crap.
Were they just like cool ones that caught your attention, or were they those ones like, this one will change your life?
No life changers.
Okay.
Although my life changes pretty quickly and easily. You know, give me a coffee mug with a really dirty saying on it I can give to my 20-year-old daughter. My life has changed.
See, that's fine. That's just a novelty gift. I love the ones. I'm always tempted by the ones that are like, this one will make this menial task easy and fun. Like, no, it won't, but I like thinking about it. Because what are the odds it actually works?
See, it's funny. I don't think I'm ever attracted to those.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, for example, do you have anything?
No, just like a different way to...
what about the Sham Wow?
Like that kind of thing.
I was excited about the Sham Wow.
But that kind of thing.
I completely fell for the ShamWell infomercials. And then I got one. I'm like, it's a freaking towel. Yeah. Like, who cares?
Yeah. I'll tell you this about me. The more useful something is, the less I want it.
I'm all for anything that might make an annoying task easier.
You know, I think that's true. I bet in my life I've spent 80% of my money on stupid stuff.
Hey,
I'm not proud of it.
But in that case, though, if it's something that's like, I'm buying it just to amuse myself.
Oh, right. I've been amused in this life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.